Okay, so my mom actually texted me this, and I have to share it with you guys because she was spot on here. She said, "I don't think it's a coincidence that she chose to announce this on the 26th. So, of course, we have no idea how long Taylor and Travis have actually been engaged for, when they got engaged. All we know is that this is when they're choosing to share it with all of us. They could have gotten engaged a week ago or a year ago. We have no idea. But we do know the time and place that she chose to share this news with us. It's definitely not a coincidence that it's coming after the New Heights podcast. So much about that was brand new territory for Taylor and things that she had never done in a relationship with anyone else before. In terms of not only going on a podcast, but also being interviewed by her significant other, and then also the amount that she shared on that podcast. It's definitely intentional that the engagement announcement is coming after the New Heights podcast. The podcast really seeded, this is the real deal. Here is a look at why I know it's the real deal, how this is different, et cetera, et cetera. And it's also not unintentional that it is coming after the announcement of TS12. To be very, very clear, I am by no means saying that the engagement was done by any means to like promote an album. But there's nothing wrong with when she chooses to share that news with social media, with all of us, with the world at large, being somewhat strategic. And knowing that we are probably getting some love songs on this album, it is really sweet that we will get to hear those and know that she and Travis are engaged. It's also not a coincidence that she announced this before the football season starts again for Travis. He's already in preseason, but his first official game is coming up in Brazil. And announcing this now is going to allow her a lot more freedom in how she chooses to move about those games, interact with Travis before and after the games, be in the box with his family, just so many different things. She knows she's about to be on camera a lot more, that there is going to be another microscope magnifying glass on their relationship. So again, the timing makes sense. But I do love that out of all of the days that she could have chosen to share this, given that there are still a lot of options, even if she's trying to check the boxes that I just went over, she chose the 26th, which of course is a double 13. This is really sweet because for the first time, she's truly saying, I am joining my life with someone, I am merging my life with someone, I am no longer climbing climbing up to that podium, climbing that mountain alone. I have my partner. And there was so much of that sentiment that she shared on the New Heights podcast as well. How they can both be at the top of their career, they can both be giants in their field and credit their successes to no one but themselves. But it feels really special to have someone support you as you do that. So I really love that she chose to do this not on a 13 day, but rather on a 26 day, which is a double 13 day. We also have another double in this. It is kind of 8-8, August being one of those eights, and then 6 + 2 being another 8. We know she loves numerology for any announcement that she's giving, and while she was very clear that she's not leaving Easter eggs about her personal life, it's kind of the reverse of that, choosing to share something about her personal life and doing so in a way that has a little secret something for those of her that really know how her brain works. Let me know your thoughts in the comments.